Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi there. It's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Friday, July 17th, 2020. I am Chris Malone. Here's what you may have missed on the show today. Found that ageism is in no short supply here in the USA. There's a poll of over 2,000 adults aged 50 years old to 80 years old. Found 82% saying that they've experienced one or more form of everyday ageism in their day-to-day life every single day. That could be a joke about someone losing their memory or hearing, even to an ad in a magazine focused on erasing wrinkles or gray hair. Of those 80%, they said 40% said they experienced routine ageism of three or more forms each day. But despite this, those in the poll said 88% said that they have had become more comfortable, and 80% saying they have a strong sense of purpose, and two-thirds saying that life over 50 is better than they thought it would be. So don't knock it till you try it, I suppose, should be the adage there. Speaking of age, it was thought for a while that getting married early would lead to an improved life, but that's not necessarily true when it comes to alcoholism. There is a research out that found people who got married by the age of 21 who had a higher genetic predisposition to developing alcoholism actually had an increased risk of becoming alcoholics compared to people with the same genetics that got married later in life. Researchers think this could be because younger people are more likely to engage in binge drinking, and individuals who marry young may not have the best influences on one another. Plus, they may have not had that opportunity to get it out of their system, being single. They say the traditional life events such as marriage and parenthood tend to occur during certain periods of life. So when those types of events occur earlier or later than normal, that it could actually give you skew these results just a little bit. Makes a lot of sense. It is interesting to find out that a lot of attention has been given to face masks recently. And while face masks do serve as a way to slow the spread of virus, we need to remember that social distancing and hand washing are important as well. There's new data suggesting coronavirus may be transmitted by airborne water droplets through your breath. It actually means that it could land on all these surfaces, and we're giving all a lot of attention to solely on masks and forgetting that we need to be washing our hands quite frequently throughout the day for at least 20 seconds. And especially with the cold and flu season on the way, we want to make sure that these habits are ingrained into our head. Speaking of masks, Walmart announced this week that starting this Monday, that would be July 20th, 2020, face masks will be required at all Walmarts and all Sam Club's outlets. That's pretty big news considering the nation's biggest retailer said it's a move to basically bring consistency across the stores and clubs. They note that about two-thirds of their stores are already subject to some sort of a state or local mask requirement like they are in Alachua County. And this represents a simple step everyone can take for their safety and for the safety of others in their facilities. The statement recommends if you're not comfortable in wearing a facial covering while shopping, or you should be taking advantage of online services or delivery options, which are there. Employees will be stationed at store entrances to remind customers of the requirement and work with those who arrive without a mask. Face masks will also be required by entering a CVS and Kohl's store as of Monday as well. Publix jumping on board, saying their face mask mandatory policy will go into effect Tuesday, July 21st. Target says they've been following a lot of local protocols, but yes, they will make face masks mandatory at their stores starting August 1st. Other popular stores require face masks include Starbucks, Verizon Wireless, AT&T, Dollar Tree, and Best Buy. Now, keep in mind that retailers can forcibly kick people out for not being compliant who do not follow their, basically people who do not follow their face mask routine. So if you don't want to be a Karen on YouTube, may want to consider putting on a face mask or just not going to those stores. And this is pretty good news when we're talking about shopping, because believe it or not, I found out from reading this article that everybody's feet, there's one foot that's a slightly larger than the other, which isn't that much of a deal for most of us. But for some people, that does require buying a different size shoe for that foot. And that can lead to expensive shoe shopping habits. For instance, having to buy a pair of fives and a pair of sixes, only wear a five on your right and a six on your left. That can be kind of pricey. Not even considering the people with amputations or prosthetics that only need one shoe. It's been kind of difficult. Zappos, which is an online retailer that kind of specializes in shoes, says you now can buy single shoes or mixed size pairs if you wish. The service is now available store-wide. Pretty cool. And then finally, we learned that tasteless light beer is full of flavor if you add a pickle spear. Believe it or not, the gentle sourness mixed in with the little bitterness of sweet, the little bitterness involved in beer, actually makes a nice flavor combo. Might want to give that a shot sometime. And you'll look kind of, pretty posh with your pickle spear sticking out of your beer mug. So there's our show for today, July 17th, Friday. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.